This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time now for us to review what's going on in the world of news, talk, radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues and cohorts from the DJV show, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Always has something to say, even sometimes when there's nothing to be said. He's right there,
exactly,
on the jolly and on the ready. So our job here on the review is to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, for this past week. So it's the week of July 9th to the 13th. Richie has gotten me, well, last week I think we started at the end and got to the beginning. Maybe we should start in the middle sometime and go in either direction.
No.
Please.
My OCD will itch, please.
Itch. All right. So then let's start. Shall we start at the top? Number one this week on the stories list from Talkers is the president attending the NATO meeting and using his brashness, as usual, to get people to do things. There was a lot of the news media loved to portray him as the bad boy. And then by the end, everybody was happy. They all made their deals. The fellow who runs NATO said that it was a serious and frank discussion of the issues. And at the end, everybody got a lot out of it, and it was very productive. So, news media, to you. Maybe that summarizes, at least from my perspective, and get down to the nitty-gritty.
What also blends in with the number two story of the week, which, not to jump the shark on you, Dougie, but it's the Trump-Russia investigation and the upcoming meeting between President Trump and Vladimir Putin, is that Trump called out Germany pretty hard for making a deal with Germany that it literally is earning Russia billions of dollars for this pipeline. It's an energy deal, a pipeline that goes from Germany into Russia that has Eastern Europe, especially Poland, just at their wit's end, because it seems that they're on the front lines of danger now because of Germany making this deal. And so Trump called him out and said, look, if we don't like Russia and if we are standing against Russia in solidarity, then why the heck is one of our member countries handing over $300 billion to build a pipeline to Vladimir Putin? And it's a good question, and it's a question that was answered. Apparently one of the higher-ups in the German government is part of the German swamp. There's not just one in Washington, D.C., but there's one
really?
In Germany, too.
Swamps are everywhere. Unbelievable.
Not only that, they'll be beholden to Russia for their supply of gas.
That's
so it. So who thinks, even though the news media loves to take shots at Donald Trump, in this circumstance, it seems to me that what he was asking made sense. It was almost one of those duh questions that nobody had asked before, and that's why there's so much utilitarian value to Trump, at least in my mind. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you can throw shots at, but, you know, in terms of practicality, I, as a taxpayer, I don't know how many of you reflect on this when you pay your taxes, am tired of paying these bills for other people. I'm tired of having a $700 billion waste, fraud, and abuse fund called the Defense Department, and then on top of that, we're giving billions of dollars to these people. Hell, why is that our responsibility? The Germans, you know, they've tried to destroy the world. So we blew them to kingdom come, and we helped them come back again. Time for them to be on their own. And that's true, I think, of all of Europe. Do we need to have our influence? There are a lot of people who argue, wow, we need to have an influence in Europe. Why? Why do we need to have an influence, a military influence in Europe? Somebody answer that? I didn't think so. Crickets. There it is. That's the answer.
But do you think the hospital situation is...
I mean, that's such a broad question.
Yeah.
Why? What do you mean a broad question? Why should we
need to have an influence in Europe so that Germany doesn't become what it was before?
Right. That happened. They started two world wars.
The same reason we stayed in Japan.
I think it's a pretty simple answer.
It's so that Japan and Asia doesn't become what it was before.
Well, so if that's even more reason for Trump to ask the question, as he did, about all the money going to the Russians. As the Russians may be, if you want to look for an enemy, just as much of an enemy, if not more, than the Germans could be, might be,
well, that's the whole
maybe.
Point.
Yeah, well, that's what I was trying to make that point.
Right, Rich. Yes. And you
thank you very much for helping me make my point. Very good. All right, let's see. Next, number three on the countdown, the focus on immigration illegal immigration? What policies do we put into effect for asylum? So how is the reworking of families and stuff going? Is that all the problem over, done with?
Everybody's happy now? They've got most of the young kids back, but there's still some where there are parents who have some kind of legal action against them. One guy is accused of murder in his native country, down to another guy has a DUI in his native country. So they're trying to figure out whether they want to reunify those kids back with them.
Why is that?
But I think the priority was supposed to be kids under five would be reunited, but not all of them have been. So.
Right, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, kids under five.
There's 102 of them, and I think about 60-some of them have been reunited. And then, according to the Health and Human Services Secretary, Alex Azar, who said that the rest of them, they're having trouble reuniting because either they're not really the kids' parents, or they're in trouble for something else, as Rich mentioned. There's somebody accused of murder, there's another one accused of child smuggling, there's another one accused of drugs, there's different things where you can't reunite the kids until the parents are out of legal trouble. So it seems that almost, I think they're at the point where everybody who was kind of in, I use the word innocently, kind of with air quotes around it, but were separated just for the reason of coming into this country illegally, they've been reunited.
You know what I find interesting about this whole quote-unquote story is the coverage of it and the wide spectrum with which it's reported. So just on the way in, I'm listening to a report of it, and I hear basically that they were keeping babies away from their parents. The parents have done nothing. You never hear anybody talk about the child smugglers who are bringing kids over here and trying to keep those kids away from the child smugglers. Nobody ever talks about that in the quote-unquote mainstream media. And it happens all the time. We always talk about child smuggling. When I adopted my daughter from South America, they had cut off adoptions from several Central American countries because babies were being stolen and sold. And when you look
Is that what's happening when they're bringing the kids into the United States? They're going to be up for illegal adoptions?
Well,
not
only that, but they're them as a free ticket because they know that the pressure's on. If you come in with a kid, a lot of people will pick up children to use them and be like, oh, yeah, this is my son, and then right into the country. So
call any adoption agency in the country and ask them about babies being stolen and sold in the United States for $20,000 and $40,000 and $100,000. It happens all the time.
My only concern is just, you know, is the actual kids themselves, what happens to them, the ones who are, you know, maybe victims of that or maybe have been stolen. It's just,
asking for anything.
Exactly.
And the other misreporting by the media, and this drives me absolutely crazy when the facts are just not there, and that is that the Trump administration lost 2,000 families. Who saw that headline? That headline was everywhere a few weeks ago. And the truth is that those kids were not lost. They went under the radar. They were put into the care of other family members who may have been illegals themselves, and so they just disappear. They take off. They don't check in like they're supposed to. And then somehow the administration gets tagged with losing kids. It's really, it's crazy. You really have to study up on all of this, especially in emotional issues like immigration, where there's just lots of hysteria, lots of emotion, and not a lot of facts.
All right. 15 past the hour. In a few moments, the Kavanaugh confirmation process is a lot of dark money pouring in for him to get him nominated, but get him confirmed for the Supreme Court position. We'll examine that after this.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, discussing the stories on the list for the week of July the 13th, Talkers Magazine, and let's see here, the Kavanaugh confirmation process, number 4. There are a lot of news media outlets that say that a lot of money is being spent to run advertising to back the candidacy of Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court. And no one knows where the money is coming from. Oh, my God, no, say it isn't so. How could that be? In America, people spending money for things like that, and no one knows the source.
The media that says kids are being lost from their parents, but they're actually being abducted.
Right. Yeah, the Russians are paying for it, Richie. That's really
what's going on. I'm sure they
might
be. That's
Russians are paying.
That's a great possibility.
Right. All right, so is anybody? What do we think about Brett Kavanaugh as a candidate? Pretty predictable, pretty, what is that?
I find it amazing that people say he's going to overturn Roe v. Wade and that he's going
to... He's on video in 2006 at his last confirmation hearing to the District Court of Appeals in D.C. Chuck Schumer asked him, and he says, I have no intention of overturning Roe versus Wade. This is fear-mongering. It is crazy. Everybody's going to be fine. It is not going to be catastrophic.
And he's not replacing.
Yeah, he's not replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He's replacing a conservative justice already on the Supreme Court. So this guy's history shows that he tries to be pretty consistent with what's in the law. Is he that exciting? But he's going to be fine.
I don't see him being exciting, yeah.
He's going to be fine. You don't want him to be exciting.
And for all those that are running around with, like chickens with their heads cut off, you could have gotten much worse. Because if this guy clerked for Kennedy, he could have been way farther to the right than you would have liked.
Yeah, nah. That woman was a horror show. I know Jennifer liked her, but no.
I did. I do.
Yeah.
And she...
Nah.
She's
too young. Too
she replaces RBG.
Angles.
Do you think
she's going to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
You don't want women in positions of power?
Yeah. Who are you talking to me?
Yep.
Trying to start trouble?
Yep.
Yeah, I know you are. No. But thanks for asking, Rich. The idea of having somebody who has that many axe grinding credentials to their name just and
what
besides
are her axe grinding credentials?
She doesn't have any experience.
Notre Dame. She doesn't have any experience. That is true. And that's what you don't know. She doesn't have a judicial record yet. So,
so
that's what she's getting now on the district court. And then it'll be her time next.
You think so, really?
Yeah. I don't think she's out of contention.
Uh-huh.
I think if Trump thought that she could get confirmed easily before the midterms, he would have selected her. This is the guy that he selected that is the safest, the most moderate, and the one that can get confirmed the quickest.
You know what I didn't know is that apparently the D.C. District Court here is kind of like the warm-up bench for the Supreme Court.
Yeah, a lot of these people. Yeah,
the appellate court specifically.
Yeah.
So under the circumstances, these hearings are probably going to be fairly lackluster. Right?
I think every Republican will come to the table for Brett Kavanaugh. Even Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, there's no reason for them not to confirm
it's
him.
Done.
They've already confirmed him once. So Democrats cannot really do much except say things like he was in a fraternity and he has credit card debt.
Okay. So to the Democrats, we say, nah, 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 nah. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Important, the discussion here every week that we have with the talk radio professionals about what's going on in the world of news talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Rich McFadden is here. We're going through the top 10 stories, and if we have time, we'll touch on some of the people. I kind of like to weave some of the list, the two lists together in conversation. I can't find, I'm not even sure about how to pronounce Peter. Is it Strzok? How do you pronounce his last name?
Strzok.
Strzok? Strzok. Strzok. So, where
looks
is
like
he?
An eye chart.
Yeah. That's a very good way of putting
former
it.
Former FBI deputy director that was on the hot seat this week for 10 hours.
Yeah.
And just got grilled. And let me tell you something. I was watching in and out, up and down the hallways here in the network, watching it on all the different news channels. What a show they put on. What an unbelievable...
Who are they?
What the whole committee, the congressmen and senators that were questioning him and him himself, and the FBI's legal team. Now, here's Doug. Let me narrow, whittle all this down for you for the part that I saw that really struck me. Every time that he was asked a question he did not want to answer, he said that the FBI's legal team advised him not to answer it, because it was an ongoing investigation and could harm the investigation. And he would not answer it. Then the committee chair would say, you have to answer it, otherwise you'll be in contempt. Mm-hmm. And he would come back and say, my lawyers have advised me from the FBI that I should not answer it because it's an ongoing investigation. So for me, what really struck me was...
And the committee said... 13 hours of this?
That
yeah.
There was a lot of it. That 10 hours. That... The FBI overrules the Senate investigative committees. So the FBI feels like they can go to the Senate, you can't tell us what to do.
Lovely.
That's what struck me. Uh-huh. And this guy was basic. And so the Democrats, the high-ranking Democrat, was saying, don't answer the question. The high-ranking Republican was saying, answer the question or you're in contempt and could go to jail. And long story short, he didn't answer. So
is he going to jail?
We'll see.
I doubt it.
Probably not.
Victoria, what's your take on this guy and what went on?
It's a bunch of theater. It's a bunch of theater, and it's, you know, it's to try to discredit Mueller's investigation into Trump. That's the one line takeaway from all of it. That's what it is. So they're trying to poke holes and all the other stuff that happens.
Doesn't
this
it deserve to be discredited? How much money has he spent so far?
Yeah.
And taxpayer money.
Oh, we don't even know what, but because the investigation isn't over yet.
I know,
you don't
but
go like
money?
Mid-trial.
It's way over.
We don't know what has been found yet. So all right. I'm saying is, with regard to this guy, it's very obvious that this is what, that's what the bottom line is. So they're trying to poke holes in the investigation so they can say, because this guy texted his girlfriend that, you know, that he was anti-Trump, that's, if he never did that, we wouldn't even be talking about this. It's the one text message. That's what it
comes
down to.
How did somebody find that text message? Your girlfriend turn on him, rat on him, or what?
No,
he did it on company,
right.
With a company,
phone. What, so everything is public record.
So he was stupid. But even yesterday they were saying, oh, well, didn't Mueller, you know, when Mueller removed you from the investigation, didn't he ask you, you know, if you were biased? And he said no. They tried to make that out to be like Mueller's fault. Mueller removed the guy. He didn't care if he was biased or not. He saw evidence of a bias and he removed him. So it was so stupid. The parts that I saw of it, it's just, it's everybody wants camera time. And
it was absolutely a show.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. It's a waste of everyone's time.
That's what we're doing. Again, and waste of money. This whole thing is
the whole investigation is a waste of money.
As far as I'm concerned. Waste of money. We waste so much money in this country, my God. All right, so there we are. We're flipping through the top stories on the Talk Radio Review, 28 after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. 93% of people listen to music in their cars, so why not make sure that your vehicle has the best sound system available? That's exactly what Acura did in the new RDX. 28-time Grammy nominee and 8-time Grammy winner, producer Elliot Shiner tuned the system. Who better to put together the system than the man that recorded artists like the Foo Fighters and Queen? This new ELS audio system has 16 speakers and 710 watts of audio. To see the best deals on cars, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show, and I've been on the radio for a while now, and even though you can't see me, having a white smile is still super important. Like you, I want that bright white smile, and even though I don't drink coffee, I do love red wine, and that can definitely take its toll on your smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of teeth whitening products. Those whitening strips can take 30 minutes to an hour to work. Well, guess what? There's actually a really quick and effective solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in just 5 minutes. You snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, smoking stains, red wine, it all starts to disappear. Power Swabs removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here and get a 50% discount off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As he visits Great Britain after the NATO summit in Brussels, President Donald Trump has today had a private meeting with British Prime Minister Theresa May. Afterwards, he spoke to reporters with May beside him, saying that they had a tremendous meeting, and he also looked back on that NATO session.
The Prime Minister and I worked very hard together in NATO, and that was an incredible 2 days, I think. It's never been more united. People are paying. We are two of the five that are totally paid up, but others are coming along rapidly.
However, late yesterday, speaking to the tabloid The Sun, President Trump criticized May's Brexit policy, saying a compromise with the European Union would kill a U.S.-UK trade deal, and he took aim at London's mayor, saying he's soft on terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Time to deal with what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, conversation on the radio that's serious. Some people call it political talk radio, issue-oriented talk radio, lots of different kinds of conversation. But the work that Talkers does every week is aimed at taking the sort of serious issues from the serious talk radio programs and hosts and putting it all together. And what do we have, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo? We have this list, the top 10 stories and people that you can find in print, impacted at talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. So it's all there for you to peruse. Rich McFadden joins me along with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the, the next couple of items here. I'm going to string the people and the story list together. The trade war, not only with China, although that's the one that seems to be getting the most attention, but there are things. When the president was this week in Europe with the NATO, that was one of the things they were talking about, along with many other things. What do we do with all the funding that goes in Germany to help stabilize them, and they're spending money with the Russians, yada, yada, yada. So this trade war, which, when you get right down to it, is our fault. We created China. We've created industry in China. We've created money, gobs of it, by buying the crap and junk and garbage that they make there because it's cheaper. We have this thing in America. So, all these people want to make China out to be the bad guy. If we hadn't been stupid enough to fund their businesses and buy cheap crap, then they wouldn't have all of our money to loan back to us or to take advantage of us or to rub our noses in. So this is something I don't believe. You know, the Chinese are not the greatest empire in the world. They're a pain in the neck as far as I'm concerned. And that's not fair to say about the people, but the government is. And then we tend to lump in. You know, we tend to be wherever we are. We take America, if you want. We tend to be looked upon when people like this. You know, the problem this week in London, that big balloon of Trump and the protests and stuff. So I remember when I was in England last year, somebody said to me, "Did you vote for Trump?" Like out of the blue. And I said, "No, but why do you ask?" "Well, because he's..." And they go on off into all of this stuff. It amazes me how the average person sort of doesn't get it. They either pay attention to the wrong stuff or they don't pay attention at all. And in terms of China, we're not paying attention at all. We have very little in terms of... You look at yourself in the mirror. If you're worried about China and its impact on the world, it's because you bought their crap. All right? That's it from my perspective.
And just this week, a Chinese national was arrested while boarding an airplane with a USB stick in his pocket with Apple's self-driving car secrets in his pocket, flying right back to China to give it to an upstart Chinese tech company.
So, how did he get it?
He worked at Apple for 3 years.
Yeah, Doug, we talked about the story.
Oh, we did. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah.
He was on... The guy was really stupid. He was on paternity leave and then went back into the lab and was caught on camera walking out with a keyboard and all kinds of files. And then he quit it. And then right after paternity leave, he said he quit his job and he was moving back to China. It was so obvious to Apple what was going on. So he was arrested at the, I think, San Jose airport.
All right. Well, so that's the typical... or is it? One wonders if that's typical. Do you not trust the Chinese? You have Chinese friends. Are they to be trusted? Are they spying on you? The news media gives
us
all kinds
of... Well, the smart TVs are spying on us.
Yeah.
Yeah. The smart
TVs. Those TVs, they're definitely spying on us.
So, I mean, part of the question here is...
So let's ban the Chinese from coming into our country. No more Chinese immigrants. At the border, big sign.
Well,
if you're Chinese, you're not welcome.
But definitely don't let them work in the higher levels of, if they are not...
But they're
American
the ones who have all the knowledge.
In the higher levels of your biggest tech companies.
Yeah. A lot of Chinese are good at that, right?
If dude's sporting a Chinese passport saying, "I want to work in the highest levels of Apple or Microsoft," probably say no, or General
you
Motors.
You racist. You're profiling,
really. That's insane profiling.
That's me.
I know you're
God.
Sort of kidding, but like...
Well, no. Listen, if they're a citizen, okay, cool, no problem. But if they don't have a citizenship, they do in China.
Whatever. Citizens do... look at Edward Snowden. He was an American citizen. You can't predict that just based on citizenship.
Right. But I know in this specific example, we're looking at Chinese nationals stealing secrets, and it happens all the time. It's not like a one-off.
I think Snowden is a hero, and he should be treated as such.
You are.
Yeah, that's
communist.
A lot of favors. What? Say that again. I
said you're a communist. What are you going to do about it?
Oh, of course I am. Yes.
You're going to come down here and attack me or something?
That's right. I'm a socialist and a communist,
yes.
Rich.
Yes, you are.
Never mind.
Very busy.
Yeah. Yes, I am very busy. All right, speaking of busy.
Did you see the Piers, what's his name?
Brosnan?
Piers Morgan?
Morgan, yeah.
He was interviewing somebody on the British morning show this week, he was defending Trump because the woman was attacking Trump. And Piers Morgan just kept saying, "Well, how come you didn't say the same thing for Obama? And she just looks at, this is classic, she looks at Piers Morgan and she goes, "I'm a communist, you idiot."
Right.
It was awful.
Yeah, I did see that. He's such a flat-headed...
I can't stand that guy.
My God.
No, but it was good television.
Yeah, right. He would be out, he'd be running a garbage truck if it weren't for his pal. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, or back in North Korea, there's a song there someplace, Mike Pompeo went to North Korea to see everybody's buddy Kim Jong-un and to try to figure out where the nuclear... what is it? How does Bush say it? Nuclear.
Nuclear.
No, don't even say it wrong. There's an entire generation of people say it wrong.
I don't even know how to do it. I don't know.
Nuclear.
Good.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, what's the outcome here? It doesn't seem to me like he brought back a bag of tricks. So are
he
we
didn't
being
meet
tricked?
With Kim Jong-un, though, right? He met with other officials.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought he did meet with Kim Jong-un.
No.
Huh. So, well, was it a waste of time? What are we...
No, I mean, now we got to go through the long, boring process of, you know, actually negotiating what is going to happen and then how it's going to happen. So it's not like it will take 1 week's worth of meetings. It'll probably take
right.
several months.
Do we trust him?
Or maybe
we're talking about
more.
People we trust.
You don't
Who
trust
do
anybody.
Trust? No.
I've never trusted Kim Jong-un. I would never. I wouldn't. He's
what is,
look,
what is Reagan's still, famous trust yet
trust
verified?
Trust and verify.
Right.
Is what he's
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So how does that fit in with Sacha Baron Cohen, who seems to have come back out of the dead to pile
Somebody
of ashes?
Somebody forgot to trust yet verify.
Right. Exactly.
How many people have been had by this guy? For those of
How
you who don't know.
How many assistants have been fired because
yeah,
of this? Because
right.
they booked the people they work for on this
yeah.
show.
Who did he interview right. again? I forgot who it was.
Oh, everybody. He got he burned Bernie Sanders. He got Sarah Palin, Dick Cheney.
Yeah, this week. Was
Roy
Sarah
Moore.
Palin.
Yeah, Roy Moore is the newest one. He wants to sue him if they use his footage on Showtime. So it's... I just can't wait to see what he actually did. The show doesn't debut, I think, until the end of July. So until then, we don't really know what he was up to.
He's a nitwit and has no... We should ban him from American television. Let him go back to where he came from. Where did he come from, by the way?
He's British.
He's British.
Yeah, send him back, those damn Brits. Get rid of him.
God.
All right.
All right, Archie Bunker Radio here.
Wait a minute. What happened to Captain Curmudgeon? I like that one.
You've gone on to another level. The next level up is Archie Bunker Radio.
All right, let's get a moment for your sleep patterns and how well you're getting a restful night's sleep. Are you or aren't you? If you are not getting solid sleep, then the foundation for your good mental health, physical well-being, maybe that's your problem, Rich. That is your problem. You're not getting enough sleep, so your mental stability is questionable, and your physical well-being is also in question.
Thank you for figuring all this out.
Get the rest you need. He doesn't have... Well, you do have my pillows, though.
I do.
I know that. So maybe you don't have enough of them.
I have four of them.
More. I need eight, at least.
I do.
Then you'll be okay. Yeah. If you have trouble sleeping at night, get twice as many pillows, and you can do it. This is really a fancy footwork on my part. You can buy one, Richie, and get one free. The premium pillows now, using the promo code DJV, you can buy one MyPillow and get the second one free till the end of the month. Not a bad deal, right? Order yours now at MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. That goes, by the way, for pretty much everything that's there at MyPillow.com. So go into MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, take advantage of the buy one, get one free deal, and then look around and see what else they have in there. They have fabulous deals on pillows and pillowcases and mattress covers, anything you need when it comes to sleep for you and your family and your pets. Get it now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, going through the stories. There's a lot of focus on the World Cup. As a matter of fact, in sports talk radio and then regular conversations on the air, it turns out to be number 10 when you look at some of the characters who are playing and the amount of money. Did you see this week how much money was that guy? He's going to get paid $400 million or some other nutbird number for playing soccer. It's so...
Cristiano Ronaldo,
yeah. Hey, you're the one, Victoria, who's fawning all over him.
You seen him?
I don't. What do I want to see him for? If he's not good looking like Rich,
well,
I don't want to look at him.
Everyone else has seen him, so.
Yeah. And, Rich, are you impressed with this guy?
He's a great soccer player. He's a great football player.
And how much money is he making?
More than me.
His new deal is he got like a $117 million buyout, and then his new deal I think was 150 something million. It's a very sweet deal, So he will be very happy. But he's arguably the best player in the world, so he deserves it.
The big thing from FIFA this week is a request to broadcasters to stop leering at female fans. The production values at the World Cup games, a lot of action on the field, and then every time you turn around, there's a shot at somebody's boobs up in the stand.
You know, my Colombian wife watches all of the World Cup on the Spanish channels, on the Univision and Telemundo and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Those Spanish channels are total TNA television. It's 100%. They have hot cheerleader girls in the studio in their uniforms for whatever
that
country
old guy,
playing that day.
Francisco, what's the old guy's name?
Fernando.
Don Francisco, whatever his name is.
Salvador Gigante.
Yeah,
it's total TNA television.
He's got wandering eyes, man. That guy, you can watch that stuff. I watch it just because I like.
Hands too.
If you ever run across it, if you're flipping through channels and you see this old dude with some young chicks that everything's hanging out of, that's Don Francisco, whose real name is Emmanuel Mascarante or something. It's very interesting. This is how wonderful the media, news media is. This guy is an Israeli. And somehow or other...
I think he's a Jewish Argentinian. There's a lot of...
Is he?
Yeah, after the war, a lot of the Jews moved to Argentina.
Yeah.
I think he's in that camp. I'm not sure. Right.
A lot of Nazi criminals, war criminals, went to Argentina, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they had a great time together.
I know.
There's a lot of art collections down in Argentina that... Seriously.
Right, just showed up. Yeah.
Yeah.
From the main European... That's the problem.
A lot of people down in Argentina saying, oh, it's just a print, and it's an original.
Right. Uh-huh. The problem with Brexit is they have... they're trying to deal with all that Argentinian stuff. You're right. All the things that have left England and gone to Argentina. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, kids.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body
body extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is one of the greatest themes, movie themes, television themes of all time, in my humble opinion. And I am, as Chuck Curry knows, humble. If nothing else, you use that adjective to describe me, right, Chucker? I am humble.
Ego-driven would be more like it. But okay.
Oh, come on, Chuck. Would you please? So, the theme from Mission Impossible used the same theme. The new movie is called Fallout. This is the number 6 installment. And apparently, you're going to like it because critics say it's the best one yet. What do you
hear? That's what I'm hearing. Buzz is really good. A couple critics said it was the best one by far in the franchise. Now, if that is true, that must mean it's a really good film, because I thought the last three entries in this franchise have been just terrific. And I love the third one with Philip Seymour Hoffman the best, but the last two are really, really good. It's interesting because the original Mission Impossible, which came out over 20 years ago, I'm not a big fan of. I thought it was a misfire. I thought the second one, which was directed by John Woo, was an interesting movie, but not a good one. But the last three I've really dug, and I look forward to this installment. You know, I went to see for last night with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and the pre-show they did a thing on this latest Mission Impossible movie, and they showed Tom Cruise doing this motorcycle stunt and how dangerous it was. He did it with no helmet, driving at high speed against traffic. I don't know how they get insurance clearance to do some of the stuff he's doing.
Really, that's not CGI. I thought that stuff.
No, it's not.
It was CGI.
He also broke his ankle
doing some dangerous stuff.
He broke his ankle.
Leaping from a roof. And he jumped out of a plane at 25,000 feet like 100 times, or at least 50 times, which is just crazy. But
So one would ask, why does he do that when he doesn't have to? He can still have a big payday.
Because he's a perfectionist and wants to make it as believable as possible. He's a producer.
How awesome,
on
though,
film,
it would
so
be for one of the biggest movie stars in history to die falling out of an airplane.
Nice.
Oh, my guy would be
wow.
Epic.
Jeez. So, Tucker, what's
his statue on Hollywood Boulevard?
Xenu will save him. Don't worry. He won't die.
What's his? What's the paycheck for him on this one, Chucker?
He's got to get profit participation. I'm sure he's clearing, when all said and done, probably he's probably clearing at least $25 million off these movies.
Yeah, right.
That's which is pretty good. Now I don't now I don't know if the studio W-2s or 1099 stats. I don't know.
Exactly. I'm thinking it's probably a corporation where that money gets sent here and
probably
there. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right, so you write it off.
Yep. So Mission Impossible, look for that. And in terms of this weekend, it's The Rock with his phony leg on. There's this CGI involved in that. Although it looked
can
like
I,
the
can I,
trailer looked good. You saw it, right?
I did. Can I talk about it?
Please.
Okay. I saw Skyscraper last night. It is a mixed mash of it's like 80% Die Hard, 20%. The Town Inferno, and the difference between Skyscraper and those films are grounded in a reality, and the action was very plausible. This movie is Die Hard meets The Town Inferno meets Dwayne Johnson, and basically Dwayne Johnson punches The Town Inferno right in the face. I did enjoy it on a pulp level. It does have a lot of entertainment value. He's
it's
a
The
combination.
Rock, for God's sakes. What do you
expect? He really is the Arnold Schwarzenegger of our generation.
Yeah.
A muscle-bound guy who's very, very likable on screen. Having said that, I still wish they grounded it in a little bit more realistic tone, but he's so likable in this movie that I did enjoy it on this level. I thought Neve Campbell as his wife was very good. I haven't seen this in Scream 2. They actually had some pretty good chemistry in the film. I give it a 6.5 out of 10, where I'd give Die Hard a 10 and The Town Inferno a 10. I thought those were masterpieces of genre filmmaking, but I did like
wait
this movie on a Saturday
wait
night at the
wait
movie.
A minute, yeah, wait a minute, wait
what?
A minute. What? Masterpiece and The
yes.
Rock. Why do those not go together? What do you expect?
No, this movie's not a masterpiece.
No.
The Town Inferno is a masterpiece. Die Hard is a masterpiece.
Yeah, but
this
he's not making masterpieces. He's he's churning out stuff three
why
movies
not,
a
though?
Year. Why?
Okay, I'm going to debate you on this. But why not make something a little bit more grounded? Why do you have to go on?
He wants to have fun. He's the Burt Reynolds. You said he was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. I think he's the Burt Reynolds. I think he's got a group that he's John Wayne. Uh-huh. All these guys became big stars. They had their own sort of foundational group that they surrounded themselves with. And they kept making movies. They had fun doing them. They took liberties with the script. For God's sakes, there was no script.
That, except why do you have to do action on steroids? The CGI is so enveloping in this movie. One, you don't really ever believe the building's on fire. Just like this massive flames throughout the running time. So I did like it. I just think it's way over the top. But I do like him a lot.
We'll go see it then. Chuck Curry on the DJV Show, 59 past the hour.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.